Klal Hei. We're up to the fifth chapter in the laws of Rechidut. Kishem she'asur lekabel lashon hara min haTorah, just as we're not allowed to accept lashon hara, the Torah says, kach asur lekabel rechilut min haTorah, so too we're also not allowed to accept rechilut. A person comes and tells us something, we don't know if it's true or not, we're not allowed to assume it's true. Shegami bichlal lashon hara. Rechilut is included in lashon hara. Dainu shelo yamin b'libo shma shemsaper lo shekach v'kach asa lo ploni. Diber lo ploni hu emet. You can't believe if they tell you, you know, so and so did this to me or said this about me. You're not allowed to believe it's true. Bamkabel over belo taseh. And the person who accepts the rechilut is considered that he transgressed the prohibition that the Torah says sheneimal lo tisa shem hashav. The Torah says, don't take on a false name, a false hearing. You heard something, you don't know if it's true. Don't assume it's true. Lo tisa, don't uplift. Shema shav, something that you heard that is based in falsehood. You don't really know. Levad shal avin vasinam tztofin leze. Aside from the other prohibitions and active commandments that connect here. Kamval el bapticha, as we explained earlier in the intro, ayin sham. Vamu chazal. Our sages tell us in the beginning of Tractate Peah in the Jerusalem Talmud. So we know the Mishnah that opens up Maseches Peah. The Mishnah says, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, learning Torah corresponds to all the mitzvos when it comes to the positive. The Jerusalem Talmud over there says you should know that the most negative mitzvah is Lashon Hara. That also corresponds to all the prohibitions. So the Mishnah says, Shilosha Lashon Hara Horagtan. There are three people that Lashon Hara kills. Ha'omro, he who tells Lashon Hara, he loses. Hamkablo, he who accepts Lashon Hara, he loses. Umi sheneemar alav, and the person that Lashon Hara was said about him, he also gets destroyed. Everyone gets destroyed by Lashon Hara. As we know, Kmo sheyadoa minyan doeg, that Doeg said Lashon Hara to Shaul. He told Shaul, Achimelech, the king, the Kohen Gadol of the city of Nov, he told him that he had helped David, he had given him bread, he had given him a weapon, and then Shaul summoned Achimelech and had his soldiers kill out Achimelech and all the Kohanim in the city of Nov. So, who lost by it? The city of Nov, who Doeg said Lashon Hara about. Doeg, because he said Lashon Hara, he lost his portion in the world to come. And Shaul. Shaul ultimately dies because of the Lashon Hara he accepted about and then had the city of Nov killed. Nerga, so Doeg loses his portion in the world to come. Nerga Novi Rakoanim, Asher Neemar Aleim Archilut. The city of Nov was killed because of it. Nerag Shaul Achakach, Avu Shekibel Tarchilut. And Shaul was killed because he accepted the Rechilut. Mamkablo Yoter Min Haomro, someone who accepts Lashon Hara is held more accountable than he who tells the Lashon Hara. Amru Chazal, our sages say, Kol HaMesaper Lashon Hara V'Mekabel Lashon Hara Ra'ui Lashlichol HaKlavim. If someone says Lashon Hara or accepts Lashon Hara, he's fit to throw to the dogs. As the Pasuk says, Lo Tisa Shem Hashav U'Smichle, and right afterwards it says, if you have non-kosher meat, La'Kelev Tashlichun Oto, discard it to the dogs. So our sages say, yeah, including in that, included is he who says or receives Lashon Hara. So these are very scary things, and we encounter them often. It's very common that we have to deal with the question of, is this Lashon Hara? Am I allowed to tell this over? Am I allowed to listen to this? We run into this often, and we have to remember. I find the only way to try and remember this is to keep reviewing the halachot. If you keep learning it, then hopefully we develop a sensitivity. I don't want to deal with this. But that's the only way I can think of. Otherwise, it's so easy to fall. There are so many times that people talk to us about everyone.
But if you don't realize it's Lashon Hara, though.